Hey, podcaster. Getting help for your podcast doesn't have to be hard, but I know sometimes it can feel like you're either Googling late at night or you're trying to hire a coach that is so expensive and you just want to know, am I doing this right? Am I doing the right things for my podcast and for my business? And this is exactly why I created the Strategize and Shine membership. This is a monthly membership designed to support you as you create a podcast that converts your listeners into leads and helps you sell more of your programs and services. This membership is packed with so many masterclasses, tools, and templates designed to help you simplify your podcast process and bring back more joy to your podcast. Plus, if you sign up now, you will get a special onboarding plus a strategy call with me to go over what your goals are for your podcast. But here's the deal. This is your last chance to lock in the current rate of $47 a month for life. As of May 1st, the price goes up to $97, and that's because this membership is packed with so much value. I would love to see you there and love to help support your podcast. Head to wildhomepodcasting.com/membership to sign up today. You've probably thought about how important your podcast is for marketing and creating content, but what about actually helping to build up your brand? In this episode, I want to chat about how a podcast can help you create brand awareness, and I also want to talk a little bit about long-form content and why it's important. It's going to be fun, trust me. Let's go. Hi there, and welcome to Share, Strategize, and Shine. I'm your host, Caroline Hull, a podcast strategist and CEO of Wild Home Podcasting. I've built my entire career through podcasts by sharing my experience, using strategic systems, and shining a light on the power of podcasting. If you are looking to cultivate leads for your membership, group program, or consulting services, I'm here to help you create a holistic and integrative podcast strategy that'll let your business thrive. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Share, Strategize, and Shine. It has been a whirlwind couple of weeks for me. I've had one of those moments where I had this vision for my business, for my podcast, for my membership, for all of these things. And I've been trying to figure out how it all pieces together, and something really has clicked the last few weeks. And so I've been in this ferocious mode of creating and revamping and reviving and just tweaking things here and there that need to be tweaked. And it's all been really fun and really good for my brain and for my creativity, but I'm also a little bit tired, and I'm really excited to take a break from funnel building for a little bit. But I wanted to share the problem that we solved this week has to do with when we're talking about brand awareness, which is what we're going to talk about today. And I have talked about how your podcast should evolve with your business. It should grow with you, right? I am not one of those people who's like, let's just scrap the whole thing and start over. Now, there may be some very extra special cases, but usually when we already have a podcast, even if we're switching gears in our business or we're changing our brand messaging, we can still use that podcast and utilize it in a way where we can switch it around and not have to scrap the whole thing, right? But there may be a moment where you're like, okay, I'm really refining my brand, I'm refining my messaging, and I have episodes that don't really hit the mark, and I'm not sure that I necessarily want people to find them and listen to them. And so what do you do? And this is a problem that we came up with. We're working on a podcast refresh for a client, and you know, she's starting this whole new phase of her business, and her podcast needed to come with her into that. And it had already sort of transitioned, and I feel like we just kind of completed that transition for her with the podcast and the branding and the strategy and all of those pieces. But she had some episodes that really weren't quite on point. Again, instead of just trashing the whole feed and saying, let's start over, what we did was we went back and archived those episodes. You know, if those episodes are not relevant at all to what you do, and it's not something that you want somebody listening to and thinking that's how you work or what you do, it is totally okay to unpublish them and take them off the feed. There's no rule about this. Like, you are in charge of that. Now, one of my suggestions is that you do give yourself some time with this, because it may take some of the apps a little bit to update if you are taking off episodes and uploading new ones or just archiving some. But like, don't be afraid to do an audit of your episodes and say, you know what, I'm not sure that the beginning of my journey is what I want people to hear now. And I find that really happens with a lot of clients who are like over 100 episodes in. You know, I'm kind of getting to that point. I'm like, I wonder if all of my episodes are still really relevant. But it's perfectly okay to be like, you know, I want to move things in a little bit of a different direction. I don't want to be known for that thing anymore. And since I'm using this podcast to build my brand and build my brand awareness, I can be choosy about which episodes are on my feed. So don't be afraid to do that. I used to have a client and she was really great about, like, if she changed her view on something, she would totally be like, let's archive it. And we would do it. And there's nothing wrong with doing that. Again, like, I just really want to encourage you, like, you are in charge of your feed. And if you're using it to build brand awareness, go ahead, go for it. No big deal. And so that is a problem that we solved this week, specifically about using your podcast for brand awareness. I think with social media not being all it used to be, people are really starting to lean into consuming content in other ways. I don't know what happened to us as a society during the pandemic, but I feel like ever since then, marketing has really shifted, and also like how we consume. I mean, I think about how even I consume content is so different than how I consume content before the pandemic. Something about like being locked up in your house and only having your phone and computer has made me not want to look at my phone or computer very much anymore. But all of that to say, you know, we have to adjust as business owners and marketers to keep up with how people are consuming content. And one thing I have noticed is that long form content is becoming more and more and more important. And not just because you need it for the sake of creating content or because it helps build that know, like, and trust, which absolutely all of these things are true, but also because it helps build your brand and it helps build your brand awareness. And I want to specifically talk about that today and how it relates to podcasts. I've been having conversations with some other strategists, different types of strategists, YouTube strategists, Facebook ad strategists, business strategists, and we all kind of keep coming back to this idea of all of your content should be working together to create brand awareness. And it's not something that one thing is going to give you the answers. Like, Instagram is not going to be the thing that blows you up. YouTube may not necessarily be the thing that's going to blow you up, or just the podcast. Like, it all has to work together. And I was actually talking to Megan Shields of Chime House Media, and she's going to be on the podcast pretty soon. And we were talking about this idea of how everything working together has an effect on your brand awareness, you staying top of mind to people, right? And that is, we called it when we were having this conversation, we talked about it being the compound effect. So it's this idea that my posts on Instagram, my emails I'm sending, my podcast episode, the Facebook ads I'm running, all of the things that I am doing should be working together in this very harmonious way to keep me top of mind to people who are either just discovering me or thinking about working with me. But also it helps me to be in not necessarily more places at once, but it almost like automating where I'm showing up. That way people can consume and decide how they want to interact with me in different ways. Now, I want to like preface all of this. This is not me saying you need to run out and set up all the accounts. What I'm really trying to say here is that all of these things should work together to build your brand awareness. And it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to just put all of your eggs in one basket, right? Like, you need to have a mix of content because people like to consume in different ways. So a really good example of this is I have a podcast. This is my main piece of content. This is the thing that I spend the most time on because it is the most beneficial for me. And then from there, I have an email list, which is also really important to my business. And then I post on Instagram, and then anything else outside of that is like gravy. Like I will just repurpose, repost, whatever. But that mix of content really helps me stay top of mind and also helps me reach people in different ways. It's been a really interesting experiment for me. When I'm recording this is the day before I'm hosting my Podcasting for Profit workshop. And it's always fascinating to me how people find me and come to my workshops and things like that. And it's never one exact answer. It's never, oh, I sent out emails and that worked. Or I talked about it on my podcast and that worked. Or I shared on Instagram. It really is all these things working together. A really good example is someone signed up who found me on Instagram and then went and listened to the podcast. And that really solidified to her that she needed to come to the workshop. So it really is this ecosystem of content, and we talk about this a lot when we talk about podcast strategy and how we're going to be repurposing our content. But I just found it so fascinating that in a lot of the conversations I've been having with people, we've been talking about this as well and how important it is that, you know, if you are going to have a podcast, it's not just the only thing that you do. If you're going to be on Instagram, maybe that's not just the only thing you do, right? It needs to be this compound effect. So podcasting, though, all that to say, podcasting is my favorite, but it's really great for brand awareness. And the reason is because through your podcast episodes, it's like this very intimate way of connecting with people that I think is still very different than even YouTube. You know, YouTube videos are very edited. It's almost a little performative. I feel like with the podcast, I'm sitting down, I'm just recording. Yes, I'm recording my video right now, and that definitely has changed a bit how I record, but for the most part, this is me just sitting here talking. And I know probably somebody out there is listening and is like, but on YouTube, it's the same thing. And it is very similar, definitely. But I love that. I love that I can connect with people in this very unique way. And for someone like me, who's an introvert, this has been gold for creating connections and creating a way for people to get to know me and my brand. One of the other big things that podcasting does for brand awareness is really helps you clarify your messaging. There is nothing like sitting down for 20 minutes and talking about something that you're teaching or you believe in or you're sharing that really helps you solidify how you talk about it, what you think about it. And I really love that as well. And then I mentioned like how it is an intimate connection because you're literally talking into somebody's ear. But also, I feel like it gives people an inside sneak peek in a very unique way. Like this is kind of me, raw and filtered. I'm just talking, right? And I think that all of those things, when you add them up, podcasting is just so great for brand awareness in that way. Now, the thing is, though, is with the podcast, so we want to make sure that this content that we're creating, like how is this helping us to build our brand? So all these things I've talked about are great. Having an ecosystem, that compound effect, and then making sure that, you know, we are using the podcast to really hone in on our messaging and things like that. But then how can we use that beyond the podcast to really help us build our brand? And I want to share a couple of tips for you, like as you're thinking about your podcast content and making sure that it is set up to build brand awareness. One of them is you want to make sure that you're sharing your framework and your philosophies. So as a business owner, as a coach or consultant, you have a certain way of doing things. You have a certain way of talking about things. And if you're wondering, if you have questions about like what a framework looks like, I did an episode with Heather Crabtree and I highly recommend you go listen to that. But those are the things you need to be talking about on your podcast. You know, that's what makes you stand out. That's what defines your brand specifically, is how you work with people, the things that you teach, the things that you believe in. I know for me, like one thing that I really feel like has been lacking from my business, we've become so obsessed with podcast strategy, and I think that's really, really important, but is the heart of it all, right? Like, why are we doing this? Why do I even have my business in the first place? All of these little pieces, right? And what we've been able to do with restructuring my episodes is help me to shine a little bit more in these episodes, which is something I always want to help my clients do. And so that's really helped to build up my brand awareness. And it's really helped me gain a lot of clarity about how I want to talk about what I do as well. Another thing that you can do is to incorporate stories. So talk about your experiences. Talk about how you've helped people. Talk about things that have happened with clients when you've been working with them. Storytelling is a really big, important piece of marketing and content, but it can also be a really powerful piece for brand building because it really helps people paint a picture. I think it's really easy to sit here and tell you all day that I did X, Y, and Z, but if I put it into a story format and I actually share, like, this is the thing that I helped somebody do and these are the results we got, it just sheds a whole new light on it, right? And that really helps for building that brand awareness. The other thing about it is we can't leave this content here. We can't just create this podcast and set it aside and just expect it to work for us. Yes, it can in some ways, but we need to share this content and have it be a part of our funnel. And this is also really going to help with that brand awareness. Because when we're able to tie our podcast episodes to everything else, it helps people follow a path, a journey, whether they know it subconsciously or not. I mean, think about that example I gave where somebody found me on Instagram and then they went and looked at, okay, she has a podcast. Oh my gosh, she has 168 episodes. What do I need to listen to get a feel for her? Or, you know, you start scrolling and you see a title that really resonates with you and you listen to it. Think about the podcast that you have listened to and how that has influenced either some buying decisions or opting into certain things. You know, I joined someone's email list because I listened to their podcast and now I get emails from them that's giving me awareness about what they do and what they sell and the offers and programs and services they have. All these things keep them top of mind. When I think about somebody who teaches money mindset, I'm going to think about this person that I started listening to her podcast and then started getting her emails and then blah, 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 right? Because she's staying top of mind. And so you really need to make sure that you aren't just putting your podcast in a silo and setting it off to the side and expecting it to work for you. We really want to make sure that we're sharing that content and integrating it into everything that we do in our business. And that goes along with my next point, which is that you really should be repurposing your content. And like, this is even more directly, like taking that content and using it to create reels and emails and LinkedIn posts and Pinterest posts and all of those things. Not only does this make your life a whole lot easier, but this is, again, that brand awareness piece. This is leading people to your podcast. And because it is long form content, right? Okay, so let's think about the difference between a post on Instagram and a podcast episode. When I post on Instagram, you're literally getting a 30 second, if you're lucky, 5 seconds today. Okay, I posted a 5 second reel today about, I don't even remember what it was about. See, Instagram. I posted a 5 second reel today. Now imagine if that had been a podcast episode, right? I would have been able to go into a lot more detail. I wouldn't have had to write a super long caption. I could have actually explained what I was talking about, and it would have been a lot more impactful. Now, I'm not saying that Instagram posts are not impactful. I definitely think they are, and I'm on Instagram. Hello. That's one of my favorite places to hang out is on Instagram. But I find that I can be more me, and I can go into a lot more depth in a podcast. And I think that people really are wanting that from their content. I will scroll all day through Instagram, right? But when I'm in my car and I'm listening to a podcast episode, the effect that that episode has on me is completely and totally different. And this goes back to that compound effect that we're talking about. And so having a piece of long form content as part of your marketing strategy is really, really important for that nurturing piece. This is catching people either when they've already become aware of you or they've just become aware and they're going to consume all of this amazing content you've created, really get a feel for who you are in a way that is so different from Instagram. And so one of the things that I teach a lot is taking your podcast episode and repurposing it. So we're sending people back to the podcast episode because that's really where the nurturing is going to happen. And I think that's really, really important when we're talking about this ecosystem of content where everything is working together. And so when we're talking about brand awareness and we're talking about how our podcast fits into that, it's a huge piece of it. And it's one of the bigger pieces. And I think that taking the time to really create meaningful episodes that are aligned with your marketing, your promotion schedule, but also really help you shine as a business owner, a coach, a consultant is really, really important for building that brand. And so like just kind of keep that in the back of your brain when you're thinking about your episodes, you're thinking about the guests you're having on, all of those things. How is it helping me build brand awareness in addition to reaching ideal listeners and clients? And the reality is, this is the reality. It's not fun, but marketing is getting harder, and it's because the online space has gotten so much noisier, right? I mean, it's noisy. I mean, think about when you go on Facebook, the ads you see. Think about Instagram, the reels, the trending sounds, all the things, right? It's just gotten noisy. And so having a few ways for people to consume your content so they can get to know your brand is really important, and really understanding how it all works together and how your podcast can be the centerpiece of that can really be a game changer for how you show up and how your podcast helps your business grow. And if this is something that you're like, I need some help with this, we have a lot of resources inside the Strategize and Shine membership, formerly known as the Strategic Podcast Academy. But this is my monthly membership where I teach masterclasses specifically on podcast strategy and really help you to start to reframe that viewpoint of your podcast while getting all the kinds of support that you need. And this is something we talk a lot about in the Strategize and Shine membership. And so if you're looking for some monthly podcast support, that's a really great place to start. And you can just head to the link in the show notes for more information on that. And I'll be back next week with another episode. Thank you for listening to Share, Strategize, and Shine. To give your own podcast some shine, download my free podcast guide to creating episodes for sales by heading to the link in the show notes. Be sure to leave a review and connect with me on Instagram for more podcast strategy insights. Until next time.